And here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus crisis. U.S. biotech giant Pfizer and German partner BioNTech are seeking approval to roll out their coronavirus vaccine early, a first step towards relief as surging infections prompt a return to shutdowns that traumatized nations and the global economy earlier this year. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, says its vaccines committee will meet on December 10th to discuss the request for emergency use authorization. Russia registers record numbers for daily infections and deaths from the coronavirus 2 days after having passed 2 million cases. Health officials reported over 24,800 new infections and 476 deaths, bringing the national total to over 2.6 million cases and more than 35,700 fatalities since the beginning of the year. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin told G20 leaders on Saturday that Russia was ready to provide its Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine to other countries who need it. Russia is also preparing its second and third vaccine, Putin said, adding that the creation of a vaccine portfolio was a common goal. France is preparing to reopen stores for the crucial Christmas shopping season, encouraged by new data suggesting the country is past the worst of its second wave of infections. Thanks to curfews and partial lockdowns, confirmed new infections dropped by 40% last week. Admissions to hospitals fell by 13%, and the number of new intensive care patients was down by 9%. According to the National Health Agency. And U.S. President Donald Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for COVID-19 and is quarantining without symptoms.